Those are pupils at one government primary school in Harare reciting the National Pledge today. The National Pledge was officially launched despite strong resistance from some parents and religious organizations. At schools visited by Studio 7, pupils assembled and sang the national anthem, then recited the Lord's Prayer, and then the National Pledge. Surprisingly, the pupils recited the pledge so well, and at one of the schools, the few parents who turned up to witness the launch clapped hands and seemed to like it. Others even brought presents for their children, as had been directed by the school heads. Some parents, like Gift Wesa, said he was disappointed by the launch of the march.
As a parent, I'm very much disappointed by these impositions by government, especially the ZANU-PF administration, to force our children to recite these things which they call national pledges. Because we think by so doing, they are parroting the regime. We have a lot of things which are imminent, which need to be addressed by the government. Teachers are not getting their salaries in time. We also have the dilapidation of the education system. So these are things which the government should concentrate on rather than imposing these things which are shallow to our children.
The Constitutional Court is due to hear the matter on June 3, in which a Harare man is challenging the constitutionality of the government policy directing school pupils to recite the National Pledge. The National Pledge reads as follows: Almighty God, in whose hands our future lies, I salute the national flag, respecting the brave fathers and mothers who lost lives in the Chimurenga Umvukela. We are proud inheritors of the richness of our natural resources. We are proud creators and participants in our vibrant traditions and cultures. So I commit to honest and the dignity of hard work. Close quote. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.